Shot in 4K ultra high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
It's a breezy start this morning. That's going to affect how the temperatures feel through the day. I'll show you. Today, Wake County school leaders will meet to make the final steps on putting a controversial law into their policies. Coming up, more on the pushback that could stop this law from going into effect. And cold temperatures brought snow to some areas overnight, including here in the Triangle. We have new video to show you this morning from Wake Forest to Lexington.
And it was an exciting end to the Seattle Seahawks Philadelphia Eagles game last night. If you had to go to bed early, we'll show you more of the moment the Seahawks sealed the win with a last-minute touchdown. Good morning at 4:30 here on WRAL. We're so happy you're with us. I'm Ken Smith.
And I'm Renee Chu. Nothing last minute for us, just up-to-the-minute information, right, to get you ready as we count down to Christmas. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner in the WRAL Severe Weather Center with how breezy it is out there.
Yeah, we're going to see some breezy conditions again today, much like we did yesterday. And yesterday, our temperatures were way up into the 50s. We're talking about a pretty cold day today. But interestingly enough, it's been a pretty warm night overnight. When we saw those snow flurries, our temperatures were in the mid to upper 40s. So we're going to gradually see the temperatures dropping as we get through the day today. We take a live look at Franklinton and definitely looking like the holidays, but we're above freezing right now at 36. The key is the wind, though. The wind is coming out of the northwest at 9 miles per hour, and so our wind chill is already feeling like 29. It feels like 29 in Durham and Raleigh, 29 South Hill, 24 in Roxborough, and 29 in Fayetteville. Again, this is the wind chill. This is not the wind. Sometimes we show you this graphic and we're talking about wind, but that's what it feels like as you're stepping outside. You can see the green that swept through. The radar was picking up that as green because the temperatures were so warm, but we did actually see a few flurries and certainly a little bit of light snow back into the mountains. For today, it's going to be a cool one. Temperatures will drop down to freezing this morning, and we only make it up to 45 degrees. I'll show you when the pattern changes and we warm up again coming up.
Thanks, Elizabeth. We're starting our day with near freezing temperatures, as you heard Elizabeth just say, and it was so cold last night. Parts of the state saw snow, including right here in the Triangle. WRAL's Heidi Kirk joins us now live from downtown Raleigh. And Heidi, I didn't see any snow flurries, but I know a lot of people in our area and across our state did.
Good morning, Renee. I've got to say, if you're headed outside this morning, you definitely will want to wear your layers. I personally wish that I would have brought some gloves with me this morning. Next time, I will not make that mistake. But thankfully, I've got my turtleneck, which is really the key here. And I've, of course, been checking my WRAL app all morning. I've got it right here with me. As you can see, 36 degrees right here where we're standing in downtown Raleigh. But it feels like 29, and I can definitely confirm that. I'm going to take you straight to some video you're going to see there. Starting in Wake Forest, those flurries coming in all morning. Oh, my goodness. I could use a little bit more of that. I know I'm standing out here, and it is pretty cold, but I'm excited to see those flurries. And I know that we're not predicting a white Christmas, but gosh, a girl can hope here. You're going to see some more flurries throughout our area. And again, I am hoping for some more of that. Now, this morning in downtown Raleigh, we're not seeing very many people out here just yet, but we're going to stick with this story all morning and continue to bring you the latest weather updates. Heidi Kirk, WRAL News, Raleigh.
Well, three people are out of their home this morning after a fire on Kerfman Street in Raleigh. This is video from the WRAL Breaking News Tracker we're about to show you. 35 firefighters responded to that scene just after 10 last night. No word yet on what caused that fire. The Red Cross is assisting the displaced residents.
Today, final steps will be made by Wake County School Board members to finalize a new controversial law known as the Parents' Bill of Rights. The law deals with issues related to gender identity and sexual orientation. WRAL's Kelsey Coffey joins us live now from Wake School's headquarters in Cary. And Kelsey, what will come out of today's meeting?
Well, Renee, school board leaders will meet here at the board headquarters later today. They're going to be nailing down all of the final steps to put this law on the books. So the law relates to gender identity and sexual orientation issues, catching heat from LGBTQ plus advocates. It requires schools to tell parents if their student wants to change their name or pronouns. Three LGBTQ plus groups said they plan to file a Title IX complaint. They're hoping to block the law before it goes into effect. Today, school leaders will focus on finalizing the policy. Then the next step is figuring out how they're going to put this into practice.
So if there's a notification required for something, what does that notification look like? Is it written? Is it a phone call? Things like that. So that kind of stuff will still need to play out.
And that was WRAL Education Insider Emily Walkenhorst. She says this law is open to interpretation, so schools have been in talks with lawyers for months about this, and the law should go into effect the first week of school in January. Kelsey Coffey, WRAL News, live in Cary.
The Wake County School Board will also vote today to approve the budget for the upcoming year. The vote was pushed back in October because of the delay in the state budget being approved. Adjustments were then made to the $644,000 school's budget. The proposed budget includes funding for the construction of new schools. We learned back in October that the board approved new pay scales for Wake County school employees. Those raises have already been given out.
A police in Apex are working to make an arrest after a woman says a man wearing a ski mask forced his way into her apartment and hit her with a handgun. This happened at the Avalon Peaks apartment complex just off 1010 Road around 3 yesterday afternoon. The woman was taken to a local hospital for treatment. Police say it was an isolated incident and there's no ongoing danger to the community. Anyone with information about what happened is encouraged to call the Apex Police Department.
Gunfire detection technology in Durham is coming to an end. City Council voted last night to end the contract for ShotSpotter. It's a program that detects the sound of gunfire and alerts police. Opponents spoke out during public comment, sharing concerns of over-policing. They also say funds should be used for other needs in the city. A police department representative gave insight on the future of ShotSpotter.
It would stop notifying the police department of gunfire events. It is at ShotSpotter's discretion as to whether they leave the sensors in place.
Durham had been part of a one-year pilot program. Mayor Leonardo Williams and Mayor Pro Tem Mark Anthony Middleton were the only two officials in favor of extending the program.
Well, the police are investigating a shooting that left a man seriously hurt. It happened yesterday around noon at a home on the corner of Morningside Drive and Peach Haven Court. This is video from Sky 5 over that scene. Police say a man with a handgun suffered a gunshot wound, was taken to the hospital with serious injuries. A man could be seen in the driveway wearing only a towel while being questioned by police. Police say this appears to be an isolated incident.
Raleigh police are investigating an assault on the Beltline as a homicide. Police released this picture of a gray car. Detectives want to talk to the driver and anyone who was inside as part of their investigation. They're also looking for anyone who may have video of the incident. Police closed I-440 on Sunday between Hillsborough Street and Western Boulevard after finding a white van with bullet holes. At the time, police only called it a serious assault. They haven't said what they found inside.
A group of Triangle-based organizations joined forces calling for the city of Durham to adopt a resolution demanding a ceasefire in Gaza. More than 100 demonstrators gathered at City Plaza before last night's council meeting. They led chants, heard from speakers, and held signs calling on the government to help end the ongoing conflict overseas. Organizers say local and international issues are connected.
And people are struggling. There's like the homelessness rate is increasing everywhere. So I think it's just common sense that we use our taxes to fund people's needs and not war.
The city council did not adopt a resolution. Meanwhile, calls for a ceasefire are growing as the humanitarian crisis worsens in Gaza. The UK, Germany, and France have each called on Israel to agree to a ceasefire.
A funeral service for late Supreme Court Justice Sandra Day O'Connor will happen today at Washington National Cemetery. North Carolina state flags will be lowered to half-staff today in her honor. The current Supreme Court justices honored the life and work of O'Connor as she lay in repose at the court. O'Connor was the first woman to hold a seat on the high court. She died earlier this month at the age of 93 from complications of dementia.
It was a thrilling last-minute victory for the Seattle Seahawks on Monday Night Football. Quarterback Drew Lock connected with rookie Jackson Smith in Jenga for a 29-yard touchdown with just 28 seconds left on the clock. You see it right there. That gave the Seahawks a 20-17 win over the Philadelphia Eagles. The Seahawks, well, they keep their playoff hopes alive with that win. For the Eagles, it's their third straight loss after starting the season 10-1.
Rescue efforts are underway in China after the country was hit by the deadliest earthquake in more than a decade. New video of the destruction there this morning as the death toll sits at over 100.
And actor Alec Baldwin got into a heated confrontation with a pro-Palestinian protester at a demonstration in New York City last night. We'll show you the moments he was led away by NYPD officers.
And this is a live look at Apex. It's another cold start out there this morning. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner will break down when the coldest temperatures of the week will be here next.
From the WRAL Severe Weather Center, North Carolina's most experienced team of meteorologists.
It's 4:43 and we're taking a live look across the area right now. And skies are clear, looking at 36 in Wilson. It's a little bit on the breezy side right now. And our big story this morning is going to be the wind chill. Our temperatures may drop down to around freezing over the next few hours, even though we're in the mid-30s right now. 36 in Durham, 36 in Fayetteville. But it is going to feel like the 20s with the wind chill. And our temperatures tomorrow night, or I should say tonight, tomorrow morning, are going to be much colder. We are going to drop down into the 20s. A little breezy for us today. Again, especially up through around the middle of the day, looking at winds gusting 20 to 25 miles per hour. And so if you're going to be out and about, you know, it's going to feel chilly for today. This morning temperatures as you're heading out the door will be in the low to mid 30s.
New this morning, police are investigating a shooting involving an officer in downtown Washington, D.C. This happened just two blocks from the downtown Christmas market. An officer was in their car when they saw a man walking with a firearm. Now, that officer tried to stop that man, and who then tried to run away as the officer closed in. A firearm was displayed, causing the officer to fire that weapon. The man was taken to a nearby hospital for treatment, and investigation is pending.
More than 100 people are dead after a 6.2 magnitude earthquake hit northwestern China. The country's state media is reporting 118 people were killed by the quake, which happened just before midnight Monday. Nearly 400 are injured. There have been reports of damage to water and electricity lines, as well as transportation and communications infrastructure. Rescue crews are working in sub-zero temperatures to try and find survivors.
Well, today, the State Board of Elections will discuss another challenge of former President Donald Trump's being listed on the 2024 primary ballot here in our state. A registered voter from Stokes County filed that challenge. It argues Trump should not be eligible to be on the ballot because of his involvement in the January 6th riot at the U.S. Capitol. A previous challenge to Trump's status on the North Carolina ballot was voluntarily dismissed back in September.
YouTube mom influencer Ruby Frankie has pleaded guilty to four charges of aggravated child abuse. Two other child abuse charges were dismissed. Frankie, a mother of six, and her business partner, Jody Hildebrandt, were arrested in August after Frankie's son ran to a neighbor's house asking for water and food. The neighbor called police after noticing duct tape on the child. Police later found Frankie's emaciated daughter inside Hildebrandt's home. Police say both children were malnourished. Frankie is scheduled to be sentenced on February 20th.
Well, you want to check frozen chicken bites you may have in your freezer because of a USDA recall. It affects more than 26,000 pounds of TGI Friday's boneless chicken bites. They may be contaminated with pieces of clear, hard plastic. The recall covers 15-ounce cartons of the honey barbecue-flavored bites. They were produced October 3rd and shipped to stores all across the country. There are no reports of any injuries, though.
The norovirus outbreak at Sushi 9 is over. Wake County Public Health says there is no indication of an ongoing risk. Public health officials interviewed more than 240 people who reported getting sick between November 28th and December 5th. At this point, investigators have not pinpointed the source of norovirus. A spokesperson tells WRL the volume of complaints they received in that one-week time frame was significant.
Wake County has not seen a foodborne illness outbreak of this size in some time. So this is not something that is expected frequently and we would consider unusual.
Jennifer Brown says no new cases have been reported in 12 days.
Actor Alec Baldwin got into a heated confrontation with a pro-Palestinian protester in New York. Baldwin unexpectedly showed up at a rally last night in Manhattan. It's unclear what led to the confrontation. Video shows him getting into a heated argument before being escorted away by NYPD officers. The protesters were also involved in several small scuffles with police officers.
The FAA is taking more steps to address ongoing issues with air traffic controllers. This week, the agency is expected to announce it will create a special panel to review the impact air controllers being overworked is having on safety. Sources say the panel will specifically look at on-the-job fatigue facing air traffic controllers. The move comes after a string of near collisions involving commercial flights on or near runways of major airports this year.
Your electric rates may be going up soon. Next month, rates will start rising for Duke Energy Carolina's customers. Duke Energy Carolina serves 2 million households and businesses in central and western North Carolina, including Charlotte, Durham, and the Triad. State regulators approved a three-year 14.6% rate hike. Now, rates will go up 8.3% starting in January, 3.3% in 2025, and 3% in 2026. The extra money will help Duke upgrade its electric grid, improve reliability, and reduce pollution. Well, some Chick-fil-A locations in New York may be open on Sundays if some lawmakers in that state have their way. A new bill in the New York State Legislature would require Chick-fil-A's all along the New York State Thruway to be open on Sundays. Chick-fil-A has not given comment on the proposed legislation. All Chick-fil-A's have been closed on Sundays since the first restaurant opened nearly 80 years ago.
It is 4:49, quite a difference in our morning temperatures from yesterday. They are plummeting. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner in the WRS Severe Weather Center. And not just the temperatures, but the wind chill, too.
Yeah, the wind chill is going to feel like 20s this morning. Yesterday, we had such a warm start because of that system that was a Gulf system. And so it came in with a lot of warmth and it lingered into yesterday morning. So we were unusually warm, of course, yesterday morning in the 50s. So we take a look at what's happening here in Franklinton. Of course, it was really exciting for some of us to end up with some flurries yesterday. I know my husband and my daughter ran outside. Is it flurrying? Is it flurrying? And I looked out the window. I was like, I don't see anything around here. And I hollered it. I said, y'all, the temperature is in the upper 40s, but we did actually have a few flurries with temperatures in the upper 40s last night. Our temperatures do continue to drop. Right now, it's in the mid-30s. Our dew point's at 17, so we have a really dry air mass. That little band of precipitation, those flurries, those sprinkles cruised on by last evening, and we're clear now. We're going to have a clear day today. We should drop down to around freezing this morning, but again, it's going to feel like 20s with the wind chill. It already feels like 20s, even with our temperatures in the mid-30s. It's 32 in Roxboro, but it feels like 26. It's 33 in South Hill, but feels like 29. Feels like 29 in the Triangle and in Fayetteville, where it's 36. It's 20. It's 33 in Southern Pines, but feels like 27. But of course, a big change from yesterday when our temperatures were so warm. Our temperatures were in the 50s. So we're running about 20 degrees colder this morning than we were this time yesterday. But that still keeps us in the mid-30s right now. Temperatures are going to be chilly this afternoon, though. 45 in Raleigh, 43 Durham, 45 in Fayetteville. And that is it's definitely below normal. Our normal low this time of year is in the low 50s. So it's going to be a blustery morning into the early part of the afternoon. We'll see some gusts on and off up to 20, 25 miles per hour. So it's definitely going to feel chilly this afternoon. We may see our wind chill dropping down into the low 20s in some places this morning as we see our temperatures continuing to fall. And this afternoon, even though we'll be in the 40s, it may feel more like upper 30s with the wind chill. Temperature is becoming below normal for the next few days. You can see the blue color contours, but we do have some warmth that begins to creep in as we get a little closer to the weekend. We'll likely see our temperatures climbing back into the 50s. Our normal low is 34, but tonight, tomorrow morning, we're going to drop down to 24. So turning much colder for tomorrow morning, 28 Thursday, and then we bounce back to near normal in the mid-30s as we get closer to the holiday weekend. Thursday is the first official day of winter, looking at a high of 58. We're going to hold it in the 50s all the way through the weekend, but we have added a few sprinkles and some clouds to the forecast for Sunday and Monday for Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. We'll take a closer look at that coming up in just a few minutes.
Elizabeth, thanks. Well, time is almost up for you to ship presents that you want to make it under the tree for Christmas morning. The deadlines that you need to know about today if you don't want to pay extra shipping fees.
And if you're looking for a fun activity for the family, the North Carolina Zoo has a holiday promotion that won't break the bank. How you can get a deal on admission over the holidays next.